Reading critically means simply that you are constantly evaluating the claims, evidence, and tone of a text. You are talking back to the text, questioning its assumptions, and engaging in dialogue. Texts are written, after all, to be read. So read them actively, not passively, and you will become a critical reader. We live in an era in which the lines between fact and opinion blur. On TV, the internet, and in print, it's often hard to evaluate what we're hearing and seeing. Are we being informed? Entertained? Educated? Are we being sold a product? Becoming aware of a text's purpose and what techniques it employs on the reader will help us become critical readers. And when we say text, keep in mind that visuals and graphics are also texts in a very real sense. They are designed to persuade, inform, or educate us, just the way words are. Well, think about it. Why do pieces of classical music get used in some commercials? Why does rap or classic rock get used in others? Why does one novel use the first-person I, while another uses a third-person omniscient narrator? Why are movie trailers almost always narrated by men? Why does an insurance company insist on using a reptile with a British accent as its spokesperson? What do politicians